Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
.335 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve, and I have a sneaking suspicion that my friend Brian Maloney, the media equalizer, who is in my other favorite Commonwealth, where snow is, well, you know, snow, is listening to the hyperbolic reports for our 3 inches that are coming. However, I got news for you, Mr. Maloney. 3 inches of snow down here, a 12-hour snow. you mock. We have, let me tell you something, the Commonwealth of Virginia has one plow truck. One. And we got a really big state down here, dude.
No. 3 inches of snow in Massachusetts, they don't even blink.
Right.
They don't even blink.
Yep.
It's like, oh, they don't even notice, you know?
That's it, right? You don't even, this is the thing, Brian. I've been trying to explain this to people. When I first got down here, and I've been down here a long time now, but I was like the advanced guy.
Hey, you just had your anniversary, but I don't, hate to interrupt you. You just had your, what is it, 13 years?
Yeah. This is, I guess, starting year number 14. Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Oh, wow. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but forget. I didn't want to forget that.
No, that's very kind. And look, you know, you're a radio guy. 13 years in radio, that's like years, right?
Knew what it takes to survive anywhere for 13 years in the media business, it's just a brutal industry. So congrats to you on 13 years.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. But I used to tell my boys, hey, you know, we're getting an inch of snow down here. Like, so what? You know, just blow it off the car? It's like, oh, guys, you don't understand. Here, schools will be closed for a week. And my little guy, who's not so little anymore, but at the time was like, he was livid. They will not. I said, oh, Joe, they absolutely. And you take it to the bank, brother. An inch of snow on Sunday, schools were closed the entire week.
Oh, that's incredible. Yeah, they're very, very different, approaches to snow. The two states.
Exactly.
But I am not in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts right now.
Huh.
I am at the White House.
I beg my pardon. What?
Yeah, I'm at the White House right now, right this minute.
Wow.
So,
okay, you can't just drop that and keep, you know, like it's a drive-by. President and I are having lunch, Jeff. I'm trying to fit you into the schedule.
No, I'm outside the press briefing room and just next to the side of the White House itself, and RFK Jr. is supposed to be popping around here pretty soon, but I don't see him. So, yeah, I'm here with the press and whoever else, and who knows how I got in here.
Well, we're happy.
Maybe
that
they better, you know.
No, we're at least happy you're in the neighborhood, dude.
So yeah. You know, I am kind of in your neighborhood. Yeah.
Yep. All right.
Yeah.
Well, it is absolutely wonderful to hear that. So let me ask you this. Are Are we hearing the right messaging from the White House on things like the narco terrorist, or are the Democrats owning that and these Obamacare subsidies and the rest of it?
Yeah, and that's the bottom line. No, we're not getting the right messaging. And, you know, and probably it couldn't be more frustrating to me at this moment, because I'm actual feet from, you know, the person that I would like to be talking to about improving messaging. And yet, I'm physically just feet. And yet I would love to get that message across. Messaging needs to improve radically immediately. And I think the case needs to be made to the public. There's a separation between the White House, Capitol Hill, and the American people that is unlike, what we'd seen in the past. I think that Trump had traditionally been a communicator, and I think in recent times it's been less so. And I think that needs to improve. And one of the things regarding Venezuela is, you know, there's even some pushback from, you know, someone Capitol Hill in the Republican Party.
Yeah.
And I think that's because the case hasn't been made to the public. But once it is, the American people would support what we're doing in Venezuela. And it's not about regime change.
Right.
It is about Maduro having stolen the last election by millions of votes. He is little more than a cartel leader. And the country is, 25-30% of the country has fled in recent years. They don't, you know, gone to all different countries, including ours, and caused a lot of problems here. And so we need to make this change. We cannot continue like this. And we do need to be blowing up those boats. Those are drug trafficking boats. So, but that has not been properly communicated, has not been properly explained. And that's why we're running into resistance. If it were communicated better, we would not be in this what we're in right now.
All right. So let me remind everybody, Brian Maloney is joining us, the media equalizer. He's joining us from the White House, I should mention for the record. I'm always happy to hear somebody doing that. And if in fact, the messaging needs to change, where does that come from? Is it going to be President Trump? Is it Carolyn Leavitt? Is it Brian Maloney?
Well, I think it's a little bit of everything. I think that, you know, it's funny because somebody asked me that earlier today in a meeting, and I said, you know, remember, and you would remember, Jeff, because you've been in the business forever, just like me.
Yep.
Do you remember back in the 90s when the Republicans retook Congress in 1994?
Yes.
And, you know, it was this big shocking thing because Democrats had run the Congress forever.
Right.
And, you know, we swept that. Well, as you may recall, there was outreach to talk radio from the GOP every single day. There was this, you know, there were people that were assigned to this. You know, there were people who made sure that the messaging was correct.
Yep.
And, you know, all of that went by the wayside over time, and I'm not sure why. But now I don't know if, you know, a talk show host could get the time of day. I mean, I don't, you know, it's so different now. And I don't understand what the where the disconnect came from. I really don't.
Yeah, I don't know either. And you are absolutely right. President Trump is an amazing communicator. People knock me, go, you know, he had a TV show. And you and I sit back and think, oh, that guy had a TV show. He gets it. He's always
Been
able to communicate with people and talk radio, especially. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe some of the other folks just don't appreciate that. Is that possible?
Well, I think, so I think that's what needs to happen is for some of us to get reconnected with, you know, what worked in the past and figure out how the separation occurred in the first place. And it's just kind of funny because, you know, I'm standing in front of the press briefing room. I'm just outside, because if I'm in there, they'll be scowling at me, listening to me talking to you because, you know, but that's what's interesting about it. You know, it's like, who's here and who isn't? Well, it's a whole bunch of hostile, reporters that are in that room right now. I'm looking in the window at them, you know, people who hate people like you and me and the listeners of your program have nothing. And they are the ones doing all the reporting. You know, they are the ones who are sowing all of these seeds of discontent based on lies and slime, you know, sliming the president every single day, unfairly and dishonestly.
Yep.
And, you know, they're occupying every seat in there right now, every darn seat in there. So, you know, why do we tolerate that? Why are we allowing that? I mean, we got to start asking tough questions here.
I agree with you, and you're right. Some of the tough questions that need to be asked are of those people who are sitting in that room allegedly to ask legitimate questions. And a lot of them, you and I both know, they're treated with a certain degree of respect and kid glove handling.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or dsw.com.
Oh, you know, they're reporters and journalists, and you say, well, okay.
But they're not reporters. You
exactly.
know, they're propagandists.
Exactly.
And there isn't freedom of the press. There is a one-sided press.
Yep.
There is a one-sided monopolistic press.
Yep.
And that still exists. Somebody says, well, we have Fox or whatever. Oh, that, you know,
yeah.
they're part of it, too, for the most part, honestly. I mean, it's not much different anymore. So,
yeah.
you know, so that's what's got to change. I mean, so, you know, I think the other thing I would just want to include, just standing here, I mean, I'm actually just, you know, I'm going to paint a radio picture for you, but I'm actually just standing like I'm looking at the White House right now with the wreaths on the windows. And I mean, it is just directly in front of me in the grass. And I don't feel so bad about the autumn leaves in my yard, because I keep, you know, I got a leaf blower and I'm blowing them every day, you know, getting the leaves off my grass. But I'm looking here, the White House grass has plenty of leaves on it. So I'm
okay.
thinking, okay, well, then I've, you know, all right, then I can wait till Saturday, you know, for cleaning up my own
yeah.
lawn. Right.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
But exactly. yeah, but it is, I got to tell you, Jeff, it's an atmosphere. It's a very strange time in Washington. It really, it's strangely quiet in this town. Very, very strange. The flags are all at half mast, which
yep.
they should be, of course.
Yep.
And I have not been seeing the National Guardsmen and women. I have not been seeing them on the streets. I don't know why. I haven't seen a single one. And I'm a little bit puzzled by that. And it's also, the sidewalks are strangely devoid of people. Okay, you could say it's December, it's cold or whatever, but,
yeah.
you know, there's still usually people walking around, and there's hardly anybody. Don't see the school groups. I've only seen one school group. So, and that was today. So, it's different. It's different than just a month ago.
Yeah.
So,
Gosh.
You know, things are, I don't know what that means, but, you know, it bothers me a little bit.
It should. Yeah, heck yeah,
yeah,
it should. Wow. Well, listen, number one, thank you for popping out of the press briefing room of the White House to join us for a couple of moments.
Well, I'd rather talk to you than those clowns in there who are hostile to our president. I mean,
yeah.
you know, right? I mean, who do I want to spend my time with?
Nice.
And congrats again on your anniversary of your program. 13 years is really remarkable, Jeff, really.
Well, you're very kind, and I am so happy that you are willing to join us on a regular basis to keep us up to date and give us that great insight you've gleaned over the years. During those times you're not here, I want to make sure people are reaching out to you and following you and connecting with you. Do you mind reminding everybody how they
Yeah,
do
you
that?
Bet. Yeah, that is facebook.com/mediaequalizer, one word, media equalizer, or facebook.com/redwaveamerica. That's one word, Red Wave America.
I love it. All right. Well, we will chat with you next week. By all means, give my best or my worst, whichever is expected and deserved, to the folks who are up there. Thank you, my friend. That is Brian Maloney. Brian is the media equalizer, one of the best of the best. Always appreciate him joining us. All right. So I have an updated list on school closings, and I don't even have a duck handy, do I? No, but I'll do it on my own. Lunenburg County Public Schools have already said they will be closed tomorrow. Northumberland County Public Schools, Petersburg City Public Schools, Prince Edward County Public Schools, Prince George County Public Schools, Sussex County Public Schools, All Saints Catholic School in Richmond, Fuqua School in Farmville, and Renston Forest School out in Nottoway. Those are all closed, period, end of story. The following Central Virginia school divisions are going to have a virtual learning day. Brunswick County Public Schools, Dinwiddie County Public Schools, King and Queen County Public Schools, Mecklenburg County Public Schools. All right, I will keep you up to speed on all of this. Obviously, Charles Pyle, our incredible news director, will do his job keeping you up to date. But bottom line is this: the latest forecast is saying that the snow will begin around 2 o'clock this morning and will go until about 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Anywhere between a dusting and 3 inches of snow is being predicted. Any way you slice it, it's going to be some rough sledding. All the more reason tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. you are listening to Richmond's Morning News with my friend Rich Herrera. He'll get you where you need to go, although I have a feeling the advice is going to be don't go. It is Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.